Hi, this is Patrick Adams, and you're listening to Patrick Adams Podcast number 10. Today is January the 28th, 2007. My guest today is singer-songwriter Serena Marie. Hi, Serena. Welcome to the podcast.
All right, and I'm going to say thank you very much. I love to be here.
So tell us, what has Serena Marie been up to?
Been working on music and writing songs. I'm a constant songwriter, and it's just something that I love to do.
So you might say Serena Marie is just living out her dreams.
Yeah, I always liked music, always from a little kid. I always liked to listen to the radio. From when I was little, like, I used to listen to every song on the radio. Like, I used to put my ear to the speakers and kneel down on the floor and listen to it.
So as you were growing up, who were some of the artists that you listened to?
I liked Diana Ross. I liked Aretha Franklin, Melba Moore. So many different people. I just loved everybody. And Frankie Crocker.
Yes, Frankie Crocker was the legend of
New York
radio.
Yeah, Frankie Crocker,
WBLS.
I used to just like everybody. You know
so
what
you
I'm
listened
saying?
To a variety of artists.
But I was just little, you know. I was like really little.
Okay. Now that you're older and you're writing your own songs, tell me, where do you draw your subject matter from?
Subject matter? Just from living every day. Just from living, just seeing, living my things out myself and seeing things that other people live out. You know what I'm saying? And I like to write about, I like to make people feel what it feels, what that would actually feel like. You know, whatever I'm writing, I want to reach you. I want you to feel it too.
For me, you hit the nail on the head. I am very big on lyrics. I'm very big on feeling. I believe an artist needs to emote. An artist needs to tell the story so that the listener can really grasp where you're going. On this current album, what's your favorite song?
Favorite song is Thug Love.
Thug Love. And what's the story behind Thug Love?
It's about dancing, being a dancer, you know, and what dancers do.
Yeah, that's one of my favorites on your album too.
You know, it's just about it's about the life. It's about the life in general. What people really, what Thug Love is really about.
You know, that's one of the things I like about your writing. You seem to flip the script, as it were, and most people would be tempted to talk about the dancer, but you chose to tell your story from the viewpoint of the dancer as she's up there working.
What that song is really delivering is just what actually can happen, and is happening right now. It's just about dancing, that's all. It's just a dance. It's about dancers and, you know, what they talk about, you know, at clubs and stuff like that. That's what that song is really about.
So tell me, how do you feel about today's music?
I like today's music. I think that everybody has something to say in some way. You know, I respect everybody's opinion and what they have to say about in their songs.
I love it. I hear you've been trying to build a home studio. Tell us about that.
No, I'm just experimenting. Right. Like, what I'm studying now is, like, let me not say studying, but experimenting with, is writing sounds, like how you write sounds for a movie, so that it can sound, the sounds can say things to you that words can't say.
So you're painting pictures with songs.
Right.
Okay. You're on CD Baby, you're on iTunes. I notice artists are really going for themselves now. What advice can you give to a young artist?
I would say to try your hardest best to be seen and
get as much exposure as you can. With the internet, it's a golden opportunity.
There's a lot of things that I could that I could really say to artists to.
Well, say it.
But I just want to say, most of all, is trying your best to be seen out there. Get as much exposure as you can and appreciate the love that you get back. You know, that's really, you know, like some people, they get love, but they don't appreciate the love that they get back from their fans and stuff like that. I think that that's one of the most important things, is to appreciate the love that you get back from your fans.
So keep it real.
Be real, right. Keep it real.
All right, so what's coming up next for Serena Marie?
Well, yeah, I just want to say that right now I'm working on another album, one that's on CD Baby right now. I'm making a more deluxe album, you know, like some of the songs that I have on CD Baby now, they will still be included in that, but I did add more songs to it, so it'll be more like a value pack album.
Okay, so Serena Marie, tell us, if someone wanted to buy your CD or download your songs, where can they go on the internet to find Serena Marie?
Yes, I have SerenaMarie.com and also MySpace Serena Marie.
Okay, you heard it.
Okay.
All right, thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you for being here. Appreciate the love. That's the message from Serena Marie. You can find her on CD Baby. You can find her at iTunes at SerenaMarie.com. To me, the best part of waking up is realizing that I've been blessed with one more day. This one more day is the first day of the rest of my life. It's an opportunity to discover new things. It's an opportunity to fix old things. At this stage of my life, I'm still amazed by the ugliness of the violence and the suffering that we inflict on each other. However, I am equally amazed by the beauty that blossoms from the seeds sown by those who have the faith against all odds that this world could still be a better place. Seeds born of hope that good will triumph in the end. Seeds born of love passed on through generations from mother to son, from father to daughter, and so on. The best part of waking up is finding a diamond in the rough that takes your breath away and leaves you with the knowledge that there is a God. Until next time, this is Patrick Adams.